And I've seen all the professionals today, like, go like that or something. So I'm gonna do that. Hi, everyone. Oh my god, okay, comedy virgins. I am a comedy virgin. But other than that, I'm pretty slutty. Just a comedy virgin, let's get that straight. I did this once before, I did it back in December. We had this like crazy, it was a course, and I had this like crazy feminist instructor who didn't really teach very much. Anyway, she was like, don't drink more than 2 glasses of wine before your performance. And I'm like, okay, so tonight I've just been like drinking myself silly. I had to sober up, so I'm hungover now. So let's see where this goes. My name is Chand, I'm 29 years old. I'm from Hong Kong. I've just moved here. I have notes because I'm new. Let's see how much we can get through. If I can't get through this, I'll be at the bar later so we can rehydrate. Yes, if it's not apparent, I am a gay man. I love cock so much. And anal. Who likes anal here? There's some people that like anal. There's some people that have slept with me here, no? I've invited some Grindr people, I think. I don't know. It's kind of awkward. They said, don't say my name. I will call you out. Hi, Paul. Good to see you again. How's it going? I'm single in London. I'm currently looking for a boyfriend. I'm currently looking for someone to enjoy long walks around Hyde Park. I'm looking for someone to Netflix and chill. I'm looking for someone who can enjoy my lack of a gag reflex. I told you I was slutty. I have no filter system. So, I hope it's enjoyable. No, dating's hard. My New Year's resolution was less cock, more dates. Because sex is easy. Like, sex is like, wham, bam, thank you, mister. No, dating's hard. You gotta, like, get to them. Like, if you have, like, a certain portal that you like, right? So it's like Grindr, Tinder, then you're like, okay, I'm just gonna message and message and message. And it's like draining your battery one torso at a time. It's like, you know, send you an emoji, I'm gonna emoji you back. It's all like messaging with emoji. And then if you decide to meet, it's like, do I like it, do I not? If you don't, then you have to start again. It's like, oh my god, sex is so much easier. But I was dating with one guy, let's call him Ben, because if this is videoed, I don't want him being like, oh my god, you told everyone I was clinically depressed. So he's clinically depressed, and he told me that. He was super upfront about it. He told me that he's clinically depressed, and I'm like, ooh, this is medicine cabinet gold. Like, it's Xanax for life. And I'm like, listen, Ben, it's cool, man. It wasn't cool. He rejected me. He rejected me. I think it's just because I'm too jazzed. For someone who's clinically depressed, I'm like jazzed about life. I'm like, guys, let's go here, let's go there. I exhaust myself, so it's not, I don't know. He had the cutest Boston Terrier, right? So dogs are like crack to us gay men. You're a good doggy. Anyway, I'm glad he rejected me. But I am single, ready to mingle. Yes, let's cover it. I was so desperate that I went on a TV show called Dinner Date. It hasn't aired yet. I'm almost famous. Touch me, touch me. I'm almost famous. Touch me. Woman, touch me. Anyway, oh my god. Okay. Like, seriously. Not only did it fuck with my self-esteem, but it fucked with my internal irrigation system. Okay, so I was the picker, and man, these guys cooked some gnarly meals. It was so nice. It was a great, you know, great time. But man, the next day I had like ring of fire, and for my sexual preference, that is not okay at all. Like, it's not good. That's all I have for tonight. I will be at the bar later. Come find me a drink.
Thank you. Mine was great. Oh, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I broke it. So, ladies and gentlemen, transitional!